summer is mostly a time of movie blockbusters, but a few smaller films also manage to slip into theaters. The comedy Elling, for instance, which was Norway's Oscar nominee this year. Bob Mondello says its charms are gentle, but they're charms nonetheless.
40-year-old Elling is the ultimate mama's boy. He has lived with his mother all his life, hardly ever leaving the house, apparently. And now that she's died, he's pretty much helpless. He has no social skills at all. Ordering in a restaurant is way beyond him, and just crossing the street is a mystery. But the authorities don't want to institutionalize Elling if there's nothing really wrong with him, so they give him a small living allowance, an apartment in Oslo, and a roommate named Kjell Bjarne, who is a big, sloppy lug of a guy who lacks slightly different social skills. Think of them as a Norwegian odd couple, Elling's Felix to Kjell Bjarne's Oscar, with the complication that their social worker, Frank, needs to teach them everything, like how to use a telephone, something Elling resists even practicing, looking stricken when Frank starts making ringing sounds and urges him to pick up the receiver.
Come here. Come here, Elling.
Hallo?
Hey, Elling. Frank som ringer. Hvordan går det med deg? Plukk opp høyre!
Though this little lesson in socializing seems to have gone awry, the basics do get through. When Kjell Bjarne complains that their prospects for finding girlfriends aren't very good unless they go outside, Elling points out that Frank has now shown them that they don't have to leave the apartment to reach out and touch someone.
Oh, så fint var du ringte. Jeg bare elsker sex. Oh, nei, nei, ja.
$4,000 in phone bills later, Frank's back with other suggestions, and slowly the boys do discover some of the joys of society. Kjell Bjarne catches the eye of a single, slightly dim, and very pregnant neighbor, and Elling dares to go to a neighborhood poetry reading, setting out a mere 8 hours early, so he'll be sure to get there on time. Their journey into the outside world isn't all that novel, really. They're just making it a few decades later than most people do, and because of that, you see their dilemmas differently. Director Peter Nice has an easygoing, observant way of opening up the story, which makes sense if you know that he also directed a stage version of it in Norway with these same actors. These scenes feel lived in, and whenever things threaten to get too sentimental, a self-referential joke comes along to save the day, as when Elling emerges from his first visit to a movie theater, not realizing he's just seen a comedy, and vows that he will not applaud the breakdown of society. Sentiment with an occasional wink. That's what Elling is selling. I'm Bob Mondello.